I've been playing around with a new computer game that went on sale this week. It's not a blockbuster like Halo or World of Warcraft. There's no gun, no guitar, or microphone. Instead, there's a crayon. Crayon Physics Deluxe is a simple, mesmerizing game created by a 25-year-old independent game designer from Finland named Petri Purho. Here's how it works. You draw shapes on the computer screen. It could be a line or stair steps, a square or a hammer, anything you want. Then you use those shapes to propel, roll, or otherwise maneuver a crudely drawn red circle over to a crudely drawn yellow star. My 6-year-old daughter had a blast with the game, even though we both got snagged as the levels got more intricate. It's easy to show the appeal on a computer screen, and if you're near one, I would encourage you to visit npr.org, where you can see a demo of the game. But it is kind of hard to put into words, as I asked Petri Purho to do when he spoke with me from Helsinki.
Well, it's a game where your crayon drawings come to life. You draw stuff, and as soon as you release the mouse button, the laws of physics are applied to your drawing. So gravity kicks in, and the thing starts falling down until it hits something, according to the laws of physics.
You know, if I think of the world of video and computer games, and I probably don't think about that world very often, but when I do, yeah. I'm thinking about really elaborate, high production values stuff that, you know, costs a lot of money to develop, probably costs a lot of money to buy. This seems like a really different model to me.
Doing games that look like they were drawn by 5-year-olds.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's the words of my mother.
I see.
When I showed her the game, she was really disappointed because she thought it was this elaborate fantasy game, and then she told me that it looked like something that was made by a 5-year-old.
But it does seem like you're sort of standing that tradition on its end a bit, no?
Yeah, and I don't think I'm the only one. There's been a lot of really small games that have come out in the recent years, like World of Goo and Braid and Aquaria. And these are small games made by usually one or two people.
How long did this take to create Crayon Physics Deluxe?
The original idea was this was a game that I could do during my summer holiday from school, and that failed, so I took a 6-month break from school, and it wasn't done after that, so I had to take another 6-month break from school, and then another one. So it's now taken me about a year and 8 months.
I gather this all started with a project that you're involved with where you have to create a game in less than a week around a single, simple theme. What's the appeal of that kind of game making?
Well, the idea of that experiment was to try to find out new game mechanics. So instead of like doing all the same stuff that has been done up to now, the idea was to find awesome game mechanics that could actually be awesome games.
And to do it fast.
Yeah. Well, the idea of doing it fast is so that you don't end up spending too much time working on a single idea. If you spend too much time working on something, then you kind of, it becomes too precious for you, so you cannot actually try out wacky ideas.
Well, I have the game open here, and I'm going to just try it here. This is the screen shows what looks like a piece of brown paper folded up, the red circles in the upper left-hand corner, the yellow stars on a box in the lower right. And if I just draw a sort of sloping line connecting them and touch the circle, oh, there it goes. It's rolling down this little hill. It's touched the star. And I've earned, I guess, a point. Now, that's a really easy one. They do get much more complicated.
Yeah, they do. You can start doing really weird stuff with the game once you get a hold of all the mechanisms. So you can start drawing, well, catapults are pretty obvious. You can build up ramps and cars and actually end up doing all these crazy and wacky solutions to the puzzles.
What was the inspiration for this? How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, there's this children's story called Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Sure.
By Crockett Johnson.
Yeah.
And it's the story about this kid who has this magical crayon, and anything he draws becomes real, and he has this great adventure where he draws everything.
Mr. Purho, thanks so much for talking with us. It's been fun playing your computer game.
Thank you.
Petri Purho is the creator of Crayon Physics Deluxe. He joined us from Helsinki.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.